Yo. I see my name in shiny lights. Yeah. A different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
It's time to get down to business on the weekend's number one business program. Known as the King of Networking, your host, Shalom Klein, has worked with thousands of entrepreneurs and created countless jobs. So, to success, let's get down to business.
We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And business, we talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from my website at ShalomKlein.com. And while you're there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at ShalomKlein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you will not want to miss. It's a live show. You can call into the beautiful studio here in Elk Grove Village, 312-642-5600. We're powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. Check out their website, TandemHR.com. Lots of great tips and information. You could give them a call, 630-928-0510. Jam-packed week. We've got a whole bunch of guests on the program. But first up on the program is a very unique story. If you've been listening to Get Down to Business over the past year, you've heard about the Chicago Academy for the Arts. And my next guest is, we're going to share a success story from the Academy. Miguel Lucero, he has to sing even at 11:30 at night. He's the only he's often the only person awake in the family of nine at their Andersonville home. The 14-year-old Lucero can be heard belting out tunes from many performers. I'm thrilled to be joined by Juan. Juan Lucero, welcome to the program.
Hello, Shalom. Good to see you. Good to hear you.
Absolutely. It's great to have you on. What a success story. Let's start with why Chicago Academy of the Arts, and then would love to hear about all of Miguel's accomplishments. And but why Chicago Academy for the Arts, and why that pick?
Miguel, did you want to take that one?
Yeah. Hey, Miguel.
So I decided to go to the Chicago Academy for the Arts because, well, I was looking for an art school. And, of course, my mom was like, hey, this would be a great school. And so I shadowed there. I went to a lot of their shows, and I was like, wow, it was amazing. I just, you know, I had to see like, how like, everyone's art there was just so awesome.
Well, Miguel, yeah. So you are a freshman, and you're focusing on media arts animation at the Academy. Tell me a little bit about your, I guess, your childhood. You're still young, but tell me a little bit about what drew you to the arts.
So my parents have always been really supportive of me, you know, just trying whatever I thought was creative. So I used to draw a lot, and I still do. It wasn't until about 2 years ago that I really started animating, and then my parents were really supportive, and then I found out about the animation program at the Chicago Academy for the Arts, and that's what drew me to
it. It's fantastic, and I know that you've already had a lot of accomplishments, so Mom and Dad, I've heard a little bit of the quotes from your mom, from Susie, and it's really it's incredible. You must be so proud. So Juan, if you don't mind, tell me a little bit about, especially since Miguel is so passionate about the arts and has so many, I guess, things that can draw him aside from school. Tell me a little bit about how the Chicago Academy for the Arts helped focus Miguel's direction and is helping him accomplish his dreams while also achieving a top-notch education.
Sure, definitely. That's easy to answer that. Many different ways. First of all, I think the school gave him a community of his own, you know, people of his own age that are also artists and not just in the discipline of animation, but there's dancers. There's a music program, which Miguel, being a musician, he's not in the music program, but he still gets to be around musicians. So definitely the social aspect was one way that the school really helped that. I think another way is that they helped Miguel kind of focus and get some different perspectives as far as just making his art, taking his art to the next level. And that means his art, whether it be the animations that he does during school, works on during school time, or even with our performances. I feel that he's really made some amazing strides. He's participated in this program in school with one of the teachers where he goes on his lunch break and just practices songs with some of the other kids at the school. And I've noticed that he's made some great strides working with some really amazing teachers there that have a lot of professional experience performing and playing around the nation, really.
Well, it sounds like there is a very, very thin line, not much of a line at all, between Miguel, what you've been studying, as well as what your passion is. So tell me a little bit about some of your, call it your greatest accomplishments thus far, and then I'd love to get into what's next, and I understand that there's an exciting talent competition coming up.
Yeah, sure, we'd love to talk about that, Miguel.
Okay, so let me think about this for a second. Some of my greatest accomplishments would be, one of them would definitely be being accepted into the Academy. Also, I've played at the Bulls or sing at the Bulls halftime show twice by myself.
Wow. And, that's fantastic. Yeah. Those are fantastic accomplishments. So I know that your story is one that's continuing to be written. And that's in thanks part to certainly to your parents, of course, but also to the Chicago Academy for the Arts. So let's talk about what's next. Juan, do you mind telling me a little bit about this talent contest?
Yeah, I would love to tell you about it. So coincidentally, but a few days ago, we got notice that we are included in this talent show. It's called Celebration of Music, and there's a Chicago edition of the show. It's a show that's going to run on PBS. And if we make it past this round on May 6th, there's a show here in Chicago. If we get the votes, it's very similar to the America's Got Talent type of competition, you know, where people vote and things like that. If we make it past this round on May 6th, then we'll be going to California to film a PBS concert with Ethan Bortnick, which will be aired nationally on PBS.
Oh, Ethan's a great great kid. I've seen him perform for some of our events.
Oh, really?
Out in Chicago.
Oh, cool.
Small world. Well,
yeah.
Good luck with
yeah.
that. Of course, in a moment, I'm going to make sure that we know how to we'll find out more about that. And, of course, we'll share information for the Chicago Academy for the Arts. But you are you have a family of nine. And and it sounds like there's a this is a culture not only at school that has been established, but also at home. I understand that there's just a bit of a family band that's been established too.
Yeah, for sure. That's an understatement. We as a family definitely have a family culture of music and the arts. And we have a professional family group. We actually support ourselves, our family, 100% off of the income that we make from performing in different places all around Illinois and Chicago. We're even planning to head to New York this summer.
That is so exciting. Congratulations on all of your success. And Miguel, I cannot wait to see what's next in your story and in your career success, whether it's in your animation program or certainly your musical career. It sounds like you've got some great things going for you. So once again, regarding that talent competition, how can people find out more? I know you mentioned it's through PBS. Is there a website that you'd like to send people to, or can people just find it online?
Well, to make it as simple for people as possible, I'd recommend they go to our website, and from there they can check out our social media, and it's posted all over there. Our website is just like the name of our group. It's www.cielitolindo.co.
Oh, fantastic. And we'll make sure to link to that through my website as well. Cielito Lindo, I know that's the your family group, and I'm sure that through the website folks can find out a little bit more about where you guys are performing. Some great successes, some great accomplishments, including at the United Center with the Chicago Bulls. Miguel is accomplishing great things thanks to a fantastic family, culture, and thanks to a fantastic education of the Chicago Academy for the Arts. You've got a lot to be proud of. Aside for the band website, the school website is ChicagoAcademyForTheArts.org, Chicago Academy for the Arts. Juan, Miguel, thank you so much for joining us on the air today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Joel.
Absolutely, and good luck with the contest. We'll spread the word, and we wish you all the luck in the world. Well, coming up on Get Down to Business, I'm going to be joined by attorney Tom Patterson. We've got a great conversation in store for you throughout the program. We've got some great tips, advice, and information all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. So Chicago, don't touch that dial. A lot more coming up for you after the break. You can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website, ShalomKlein.com. Follow me on Twitter, @ShalomKlein. Check out our sponsors, TandemHR, TandemHR.com. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
Get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano in the Balance of Nature Traffic Center on the inbound Edens. Lake Hook to the junction at 21 minutes slow from Cicero to the junction. Outbound to Lake Hook from the junction at 19. Inbound Kennedy O'Hare to downtown at 40 on the outbound at 34. Express lanes at 12. Inbound Ike's up and go from Western into the circle. Thorndale to downtown at 33 on the outbound at 40. Inbound outbound Stevenson 35 to Lakeshore Drive at about 40 minutes. Inbound Dan Ryan slow from 87 to 79th, 95th to downtown at 28 on the outbound. 295th from downtown at 18 minutes. No delays. Nothing to report on the suburban tollways. Lakeshore southbound, Hollywood Monroe at 25. Going back up north at 16. Currently fair skies at 56 degrees. Tonight a low 41. Tomorrow Monday high 76 with a low of 53. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560 The Answer.
Do you remember the race and class of D&D character that you you chose as a young girl playing D&D?
Yeah,
with your
my
friends?
Mom's basement.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
I remember thinking the Dungeons and Dragons crew was just a little off.
It's collaborative. You create this world and you make of it what you will.
That sounds
in collaboration with your other nerd friends who are also not going to prom.
Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit TandemHR.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Balance of Nature's Fruits and Veggies.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code CHICAGO, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code CHICAGO.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. I'm thrilled to be joined by attorney Tom Patterson, the managing partner of the Patterson Law Firm. Tom, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks very much. I love your program.
I appreciate it. I appreciate having you on. So you, before we get into the substance of what you do, folks that will go on your website and, of course, will share contact information, we'll see that your, as you say, as of yet unwritten memoir, it's going to be called Confessions of a Trial Lawyer. Tom, I have to ask you about that. And of course, I would love to hear a little bit about your background and what led you to this. Confessions of a Trial Lawyer. Why that title? Why that book?
Well, I haven't written it yet, so it's a great title, searching for a good book. But I just thought it would be catchy thing, and it would let me tell all the war stories that I've obtained as a result of 35 years practicing law.
Oh my gosh, sounds terrible! But now that we've already promoted the title, now you have to write that book.
Now I have to I have to come through and actually write the darn thing.
Well, it's an open invitation. You'll come back on to promote the book. So tell me a little bit about your career and why you're so traumatized by by some of those things that you've experienced.
Well, I graduated law school in 1979, and then I got my postgraduate education working for a Supreme Court justice on the state of Illinois Supreme Court, Justice Clark, and then I joined a big firm. And eventually I got tired of the bureaucracy at the big firm and decided that I had some ideas that I wanted to try out, and so I started my own firm in the year 2000. We had our bar mitzvah in 2013, and we've never looked back.
Well, you certainly have a lot of experience to speak of, and I know you have a fantastic reputation. So let's talk about the Patterson Law Firm. You are certainly you call yourself a business lawyer, and you handle many different areas. But you have several. Call it specialties, some areas that that you focus on that many other attorneys are not. Let's talk about the practice areas for the Patterson Law Firm.
Sure. We concentrate our practice in business disputes, and we bill ourselves as trial lawyers for businesses, professionals, and entrepreneurs. I would say about one-third of our practice relates to shareholder or LLC member disputes. Another area of concentration is professional malpractice. We will even sue another lawyer or defend lawyers before the ARDC. And then we have the garden variety number of breach of contract claims, such as insurance coverage. So, for example, one of our cases was a computer store burned up by a fire, and the insurance company charged the owner with committing arson. And the actual owner actually lost the first trial, and we had to come in as new counsel, made a motion for a new trial. The judge, to his credit, granted it, and we were then able to defeat the insurance company and secure the coverage that he was entitled to.
So you have many stories of success. Well, while you haven't written that book of Confessions of a Trial Lawyer, you have written the book on handling the business emergency, and that's what this show is all about, trying to help business owners become better business owners, learn from mistakes, and certainly improve their skills. So handling the business emergency, what is the typical emergency? And more importantly, Tom, how can businesses prevent that crisis from taking place?
Well, a typical emergency might be you have a limited partner or even a majority partner in some cases that engages in some self-dealing transaction, a transaction that benefits himself or herself at the expense of the business, or who decides to resign and steal your customer list, or write themselves a bonus check that they're not entitled to that's unauthorized by the business. And so in some of these situations, you need to stop that or recover the money before they spend it. And so having a lawsuit that's going to take place over a 2 or 3 year period doesn't actually prevent the harm. And so in some cases, you need an emergency remedy. And I thought that I could educate people by writing a book on that topic, and the ABA published it in 2009.
It's a great topic and very, very important. So, Tom, I think a lot of the mistakes that people make is, as you said, the lack of prevention. We keep using that term book, but essentially, when somebody goes into business, it's not like they need to start from scratch. But sadly, many entrepreneurs think that they know better, that they can cut corners. So for the entrepreneur tuning in tonight that's deciding to incorporate in the state of Illinois and likely is going into business with a partner, and they may be best friends. They may have known each other through college. They've traveled the world together. What advice do you have for them, notwithstanding that relationship?
Well, you know, you've almost listed the paradigm example of what kind of a case that I see. Childhood friends or college roommates decide to go into business, and they haven't really thought through what the risks are. Number one, who is providing what to the business? Is someone providing sales and the other person is providing operational experience? Is someone providing money and someone else is providing coding or intellectual property? What is it that each is contributing to the enterprise? And then you need to figure out what the risks are or what the rewards are. What happens if the company makes more money than either of the two partners ever dreamed of? Or what happens if they need more money as a startup? The greed factor was something a client once explained to me. He ranted and raved. Every time he wanted to develop some intellectual property, he would get a financial angel to come in, and then just when they were on the verge of success, the financial angel would try to squeeze him out of the business and take it all over for himself. And so you have to worry about the protections that you put into an agreement, and you have to establish the basic risks. What happens if you make a lot of money? What happens if you lose? What happens if someone gets divorced or disabled or decides that they want out? How do you value the business when you get out? And a lot of people feel trapped. Let's say you're a minority shareholder with a 20% interest in a business, and the majority interest holder terminates your employment, doesn't give you any compensation, doesn't let you look at the books and records. You have remedies under Illinois law in that scenario. And so you need to consult a lawyer and avail yourself of those remedies. And you can coerce a buyout, you can coerce a receiver, you can coerce a dissolution, depending on the facts, circumstances presented.
And all lawyers are not created equal. Tom, you're one of the good ones, and certainly you have been doing this for a long time. We talked a little bit earlier about your experience, but something unique about your practice, as you mentioned earlier, is your work sometimes fighting against against other attorneys, including fighting their licenses with the ARDC. So let's talk about that, about certainly for entrepreneurs, picking a good attorney. We could delve on that in a little bit for a moment. But also I'm curious about some of the examples of these cases that you've filed against other attorneys.
Well, there are cases in which somebody botches a legal description to transfer property or fails to make an agreement contingent upon approval by the franchisor. There are cases when someone has botched the patent and the length of time that a patent is going to be enforceable. There are situations when a lawyer gets conflicted out of a case on the eve of trial or on the eve of some other proceeding and disadvantages the client. There are the typical cases in which a lawyer blows the statute of limitations or makes any number of mistakes. And those, as much as I love my brother attorneys, we've inflicted the medical malpractice crisis on doctors. It seems to me only fair that lawyers stand to account when they have made a mistake as well.
So any tips for selecting a good attorney?
Yeah, I have a lot of those tips. One, I would interview more than one law firm or lawyer. Number two, I would trust your instincts. Number three, I would get your lawyer to advise what is going to happen and then measure what does happen against what the lawyer said was going to happen. And if your instincts tell you to get a second opinion, call me.
Well, that's great. Great advice. And as we said, attorneys are not created equal. And certainly it's important to do your due diligence. And that is why we are talking to Tom Patterson once again from the Patterson Law Firm. Tom, how can people learn more about the practice and get in touch with you?
The website we have is www.pattersonlawfirm.com. You can email me at tpatterson@pattersonlawfirm.com, or you could call me at 312-223-1699. Our initial consultations are always without charge, and I'm happy to talk to anybody who has a question.
Appreciate it. Well, thank you again, Tom Patterson. The website, once again, PattersonLawFirm.com. Be sure to check it out. Be sure to get in touch with the team at the Patterson Law Firm. Tom, we appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks very much. Great to be on your show.
Absolutely. We'll have you back again sometime real soon. We're going to be talking with the author of a new book called The Abundance Project, 40 Days to More Wealth, Health, Love, and Happiness. So don't touch that dial, Chicago. Right after the headlines, quick break. We'll be back with more of Get Down to Business.
On AM 560, The Answer. Your opinion counts. And we want to know how you feel about the news stories we're talking about each and every day. Make sure to vote in the M13 Graphics Opinion Express poll at 560theanswer.com. Listen for today's poll question at 10:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 3:30 p.m. And hear the results each evening at 5:30. It's the M13 Graphics Opinion Express poll on 560theanswer.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Steve Rappaport. Stuck in legal limbo. Hundreds of migrants seeking asylum in the U.S. blocked from crossing the border.
Many women and children, some are parents seeking a better life for their children, free of threats of gang violence in places like Guatemala and Honduras. Many of the migrants arrived at the San Ysidro Port of Entry in San Diego. There were rallies on both sides of the fence under the watch of the U.S. Border Patrol.
Fox's William Lajeunesse at the California-Mexico border. South Korea saying North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says he'll give up nukes if the U.S. commits to ending the Korean War and promises not to attack the North. National Security Advisor John Bolton on Fox News Sunday.
I think the president sees the potential here for a historic agreement.
Now, in another strategic gesture, North Korea says it'll shut down its nuclear testing site in May and invite American and South Korean journalists and experts into the country.
Fox's Jillian Turner, Fox News. We report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano in the Balance of Nature Traffic Center. Not too much happening on the Edens in either direction. Lake Hook to the junction at 19 minutes. 90 eastbound at the Kennedy. Disabled vehicle blocking the left lane. Heavy from the tri-state. Inbound Kennedy. Slow from the extension to the circle. O'Hare to downtown at 30. From the junction, 18. Outbound to O'Hare from downtown at 32. Express lanes at 12 minutes. Inbound Ike heavy from Western into the circle. Thorndale to downtown at 33. On the outbound at 37. Sluggish from Independence to First. Inbound Stevenson flowing freely. 355 to Lakeshore Drive at 34 on the up and at 42. Still from Dan Ryan to Pulaski. Inbound Dan Ryan, 95th to downtown at 25 on the outbound at 20. Nothing to report on the tri-state northbound and southbound, as well as 88 eastbound and westbound. Currently 56 degrees with fair skies. Tonight, a low of 41. Tomorrow, Monday, high 76 with a low of 53. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best— serving our customers, and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
True story. So I urged one of my family members to call CertaPro Painters. He didn't do it, and that painting crew had to come back three times to fix their awful, sloppy mistakes, even paint on the floor, if you can believe it. Well, with CertaPro Painters, you get the best in the business. The attention to detail, color selection is truly unmatched. And now is the perfect time to get the interior of your home or business painted. The lower humidity provides an ideal environment for great coverage and quick drying times. They use fine quality paints with zero or low VOCs, very little to no odor during application. Be an early bird and cross the first item off your 2018 to-do list. It's also the perfect time to spruce up your commercial property. Remember, each CertaPro Painter's business is independently owned and operated, so schedule your free estimate online at CertaPro.com or call 1-800-GO-CERTA. That's CERTA with a C. CertaPro Painters, we do painting, you do life.
Been wondering how you can make a difference with your cell phone? Check out Patriot Mobile, America's only conservative cell phone company. Patriot was founded in 2014 by conservatives looking to take on companies that are directly funding liberal causes. Yes, it's really happening. Patriot Mobile was built on conservative principles like the Constitution, smaller government, and free markets and trade. They'll donate up to 5% of each bill to conservative causes. You see, you can make a difference with your cell phone. And as a consumer, how does this sound? With Patriot Mobile, you get the same great nationwide service as Big Mobile. Transparent pricing, competitive plans, easy switching, discounts for active military, veterans, and first responders. Patriot Mobile. Make the conservative choice today. They're easy to find. All you need to know is their address. PatriotMobile.com. That's PatriotMobile.com. Patriot Mobile, the only cell phone company built on conservative principles.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. We love to share advice with our small business owners who are tuning in. And they are brought to you by Tandem HR. We always call them our solution center because they have so many solutions for small business, including tips on how to comply with the Affordable Care Act. So many new and evolving changes regarding the new tax laws, and you've got to stay up to date. But today we're going to talk about building employee engagement through recognition, and building a culture full of recognition and appreciation will help keep employees engaged. A Glassdoor study shows that 80% of employees work harder and stay longer with employers that show appreciation for their work. While fair pay is important to retain your top talent, today's employees put an increasing value on meaningful and validated work. Both formal and informal expressions of appreciation will help build relationships, enhance self-esteem, and foster creativity. So I've got some 8 tips for you on how to build employee engagement through recognition. Number one is express your appreciation constantly. That means that it can't just be a one-time-a-year thing, but create a broad list of phrases that encourage positive behaviors and recognize efforts and achievements. Avoid playing favorites and remember to recognize all employees for their contributions. If you have trouble pinpointing good behaviors, qualities, or work from a specific employee, you may have a larger issue to address. And use a simple recognition formula to celebrate desired behaviors. So you've got to look at their specific behavior. Identify the positive impact, and then, of course, you thank them. That is recognition. So let's say an employee takes the initiative to enhance their report with a nice visual aid. You may say, I see that you connected the statistics to graphs in your report. Senior leadership will more easily understand your conclusions with visual aids. Great job. Make sure you take the time to reach and to coach employees to help build their skills. Employees will find this most useful when they're facing a particularly difficult task or project that may be outside of their comfort zone or area of expertise, and encourage employees to take on projects for which they have passion. These are areas in which they are more likely to become engaged and motivated, and show interest in your employees' personal lives. Everyone has unique interests, hobbies, and other areas of their personal lives that may spark passion. Learning more about what your employees are passionate about will help develop a more meaningful relationship with them. Periodically, you want to ask them about those things. You may also opt to include significant others or family members in company-wide events whenever possible. And surprise employees. Share your appreciation with handwritten notes or a kind gesture when they least expect it. And consider employees as colleagues and equals. Everyone wants to be respected. The tone of your voice can be very important. Sometimes a statement may come out sounding condescending when that was never the intention. And make sure that the expression of appreciation is meaningful and sincere. Too much of a good thing can cheapen the experience. When you praise someone for the sake of praise alone, employees will know, and it can have the opposite effect of the original intent. I hope you find those things helpful, and I hope that you can find a way to implement this in your business, no matter if you have one employee or 500 employees. So if you need more guidance on building employee engagement, if you struggle with building employee engagement or creating your desired corporate culture, and again, it doesn't matter what size company you have, and you truly want to create an exceptional workforce, I would recommend that you partner with our friends at Tandem HR. They're an IRS-certified professional employer organization, a CPEO, providing custom HR solutions to hundreds of small and mid-sized businesses, and their experts handle payroll, benefits, risk management, and employee relations so that busy executives can focus on revenue-generating activities. You want to contact Tandem HR for a free consultation today. It's a free consultation. You can give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510, or you can email them, simplify@tandemhr.com. Lots of tips for you. So once again, check out their website, tandemhr.com. Give them a call for a free consultation, 630-928-0510. And you could always get on my website, shalomkline.com. That's where you can check out more additional tips that will help you in business over the coming week. And that's what it's all about. ShalomKline.com. Follow me on Twitter at ShalomKline. You'll get a sneak peek of who's going to be in next week on the show, all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And as the weather gets better outside, this is the spring that never seemed to come. We're already pretty much in May, and the warm weather is finally coming. That means it's a good opportunity to start networking more. That means that you can get out of your house, stop hibernating, find some networking events to get out there, continue to meet new people. And that is what it is all about. Our next guest, David Gunkel, is going to talk to us about how companies are using new technology to monitor every move in the workplace. Fascinating topic, and it's not just massive companies that are doing that. I think we're going to start to see more of that. And once again, Professor David Gunkel at Northern Illinois University will be joining us in just a moment. Check out our sponsors, tandemhr.com. Give them a call, 630-928-0510, or visit their website, tandemhr.com. Lots of networking events and lots of opportunities are posted and are available on my website. I always encourage the folks at the Small Business Advocacy Council, as well as some of the local area chambers of commerce. They can be great resources as you start to get out and about as the weather gets better. We'll be back in just a moment. More of Get Down to Business with Professor David Gunkel from Northern Illinois University, Chicago. Don't touch that dial.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano in the Balance of Nature Traffic Center. Not too much happening on the Edens in either direction. Lake Hook to the junction at 19 minutes. 90 eastbound at the Kennedy. Disabled vehicle blocking the left lane. Heavy from the tri-state. Inbound Kennedy. Slow from the Ascension to the Circle. O'Hare to downtown at 30. From the junction, 18. Outbound to O'Hare from downtown at 32. Express lanes at 12 minutes. Inbound Ike heavy from Western into the Circle. Thorndale to downtown at 33. On the outbound at 37. Sluggish from Independence to First. Inbound Stevenson flowing freely. 355 to Lakeshore Drive at 34 on the outbound at 42. Slow from Dan Ryan to Pulaski. Inbound Dan Ryan, 95 to downtown at 25 on the outbound at 20. Nothing to report on the tri-state northbound and southbound, as well as 88 eastbound and westbound. Currently 56 degrees with fair skies. Tonight, a low of 41. Tomorrow, Monday, high 76 with a low of 53. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Caris is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. Caris provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, Caris has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit tandemhr.com.
You know, you can get tremendous pain relief benefits with Relief Factor without any of the negative side effects of ibuprofen. Why? Because this is natural, healthy stuff. There are no side effects. There's no prescription drugs. There's no chemicals. Just good, healthy dietary supplements that unleash your own body's natural healing powers. 80% of people who start with a quick start, just $19.95 for 3 whole weeks, end up getting more relief factor. You should give it a try. Again, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. $19.95 comes to 95 cents a day. That's less than a cup of coffee a day for pain relief. Go to relieffactor.com, read all the testimonials, find out about it for yourself, and order that quick start, just $19.95 or 95 cents a day for 3 weeks. Or you can call them. It's toll-free. They can answer all your questions, 1-800-500-8384. That's toll-free, 1-800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Thrilled to be joined once again by Professor David Gunkel, professor at Northern Illinois University, who has a focus on technology and cyberspace. Fascinating topics. Professor Gunkel, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So I know you've written extensively on this topic about companies using new technology to monitor every move in the workplace. We've been hearing about stores and businesses tracking customers, but really employees too?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's some history here because worker monitoring goes way back to the 19th and early 20th centuries, in which businesses and manufacturers were trying to get better managerial approaches to worker activity. And so they would film workers, and they would do time motion studies and ergonomic studies and this sort of business to make their business more effective and more productive. Additionally, the current right to privacy in the workplace under U.S. law is really quite weak for workers. Right now, if you look at the way the law is written and the sort of case law has developed, your employer can basically monitor everything you do as long as it has a legitimate business purpose. And that is everything from read your snail mail, to read your email, to watch you as you're working on the internet and record your click screens, to videotape your activities in the facility. And we're just seeing an explosion of this as employers start to really use the technology that's become recently available to monitor even closer.
Oh, man. So so wristbands that are tracking employee hand motions are starting to be implemented you imply that it may even happen implanted microchips under workers' skin. Is this just a something futuristic, or is this something that we may actually start to hear companies starting to talk about openly?
Yeah, it's not only not futuristic, it's happening right now, and it's been going on for quite some time. Amazon recently patented a Fitbit-like wristband that is meant to monitor not only employee health, but also hand movement, so that they can work with employees to get more efficiency out of what they do in the warehouses and in working with packages and other kinds of things at Amazon. Going beyond the sort of wristband, you have the implantables. Right now, just, you know, not too long ago, I think about a year ago, Three Square Market in Wisconsin, a vending machine company, offered their employees a voluntary program where they could have a little RFID chip about the size of a grain of rice inserted into the piece of flesh between their index finger and their thumb. And the idea would be this would be your ID, and you could open doors, you could gain access to the copy machine, you could pay for things in the lunchroom, and the idea would be everywhere you'd have to take out your ID and swipe it, now you could just hold up your hand, and the RFID chip would be read, and that would gain access. And it sounds sort of like a science fiction dystopia, but a good number of employees at Three Square Market signed up for the program.
So certainly many of our listeners must be wondering, if these technologies are, you know, you consider it a major breakthrough that will improve the employee experience, or is this crossing a line when it comes to personal privacy and safety? Where is that line drawn, and is that topic still being written? What's your opinion?
Yeah, I think right now we are seeing the beginning of a debate about how to balance, on the one hand, the needs and the interests of the employer, and then on the other hand, the needs and interests of the employee. And you're right, the employer has a need to make their operations more efficient and to be more productive. The employee, on the other hand, needs to have control over his or her privacy. And I think we're going to see a big back and forth as we try to figure this out around these new technologies. So I think we're just at the beginning of a debate that will go on for quite some time.
Wow. So, Professor Gonkel, so we're going to a lot more questions for you. Where did you initially hear about this? I know your focus is on technology and cyberspace. What are some of the other things that you're following?
So one of the interesting things is Fitbit, the little health monitoring wristband that all of us seem to like for monitoring our exercise, our steps, etc. They are beginning to offer packages to corporations and saying, you know, if you take on the Fitbit program, we'll give you a employee wellness situation where we can help you track your employee exercise, your employee exertion, and you may even be able to use this to negotiate for lower insurance costs. So IBM has done this. A number of other places have done this right now on voluntary basis. It is not yet mandatory, but again, a number of employees sign up because they get a free Fitbit in the process. So Fitbit says, we'll give everybody a free Fitbit. All they have to do is participate in this program for employee wellness for a period of time. And this kind of incentivizes people to get involved. Another organization out in San Francisco called Aperio, it's a startup, and they actually use this Fitbit as a way of tracking and gathering a whole bunch of data on their employees, and they use this to negotiate a 6% reduction in cost for insurance, and they passed on that savings both to the corporation and to the employees. So everybody got a little extra for allowing the monitoring to happen. So I think we're going to see a lot more of this going on where insurance will want people to start using these monitors for health as a way of incentivizing people to do more proactive things as opposed to reactive things regarding their health care.
Absolutely. And I please don't say anything too bad about Fitbit because, you know, I don't want to be scared off completely. And I know that a lot of our listeners are pacing back and forth, listening to the program, trying to make sure that they get the last 100 of their 10,000 steps in. So you specialize on information and communication technology. Once again, we're chatting with David Gonkel, professor at Northern Illinois University. Professor David Gonkel, I've got a lot more questions for you. Can you stick around for just for another few minutes?
Perfectly fine.
Absolutely. Well, Chicago, we'll be right back on Get Down to Business. Don't touch the dial. More with David Gonkel about technology in the workplace coming up.
Hey, spring is here. It's Joe Walsh, and I suggest you add this to your spring cleaning. Throw out that old flat pillow and buy your very own My Pillow. Not only will it keep its shape and adjust to your ideal sleeping position, you can wash and dry it wherever you want. And yes, the best My Pillow 4-pack deal is still available. Go online or call now to take advantage of this great deal. By using the promo code Joe, you'll get the MyPillow 4-pack deal with two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere MyPillows, all at 50% off. Start spring out right. No more headaches or stiff neck with your hypoallergenic Made in America MyPillow with the 10-year warranty plus 60-day money-back guarantee. So get your 50% off MyPillow 4-pack deal today. Call 1-800-489-0201. Use the promo code Joe, visit MyPillow.com or call 800-489-0201, promo code Joe.
Boss, there's a photographer out here who wants to do a piece on Jimmy John's for her magazine.
What kind of piece?
She heard about a clothing optional delivery policy and...
Did you tell her the naked driver incident was a momentary misunderstanding?
Yes, sir, but...
Did you tell her it's our meats that are going all natural, not our drivers?
Yes, sir, that's not...
Did you tell her Jimmy John's is committed to serving sandwiches with only the finest all-natural ham, roast beef, salami, bacon, and real fresh turkey breast?
Yes, sir, I did, sir.
So she wants to photograph our sandwiches?
No, sir. Actually, she wants to do a calendar.
A what?
A calendar. You know, the men of Jimmy John's.
Dibs on January.
Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of Helix Sleep. Helix Sleep changed the way America sleeps with our custom-built mattresses. We've taken customized sleep to the next level with the Helix Pillow. Our all-new pillows are fully adjustable, so you can achieve perfect comfort regardless of sleep position or body type. We have thousands of five-star reviews, plus you get 100 nights to try us out. Get up to $125 off your mattress order when you go to helixsleep.com/talkradio. That's helixsleep.com/talkradio.
Welcome back. We are chatting, continuing our conversation with David Gunkel, professor, educator, scholar, and author at Northern Illinois University. David, we've been chatting about companies using new technology to monitor every move in the workplace. So what companies have been the early adopters of this technology?
So some of the early adopters were IBM. One of them I just mentioned before, Aperio. You see some stuff happening with some other sort of large companies like Google, et cetera. So places that are normally very tech-oriented are some of the early adopters. But it's not just tech companies. I think the Three Square Markets in Wisconsin was kind of an outlier because they're not a Silicon Valley startup. They're not a major player in information technology. They're a vending machine company. So I think we're seeing it across the board, and we're seeing it from a lot of different sectors simultaneously.
And when might some of our listeners or friends start to see this technology in their own office?
So they'll see it as soon as there is an incentive to investigate it and experiment with it. And the incentive is things like reduced work, loss of work, productivity, efficiency. But also on the employee side, there are some efficiencies that are available. And the idea of being able to have easier access to the facility, to not have to always swipe your ID, et cetera. So as soon as there's a tipping point for convenience, where the convenience factor seems to outweigh the trade-offs for privacy, I think we're going to see a rather high adoption rate.
So we still call this new technology. So that means that certainly patents have been filed. Why are companies developing patents in this? Is this sort of a one-size-fits-all and multiple companies might be taking advantage of and embracing this new technology in the workplace? Or are we going to see Amazon creating their own process? I know I mentioned earlier, I've been hearing about wristbands that are tracking employee hand motions, and then maybe even microchips. Are there different forms of this technology, and are companies like Amazon trying to create their own?
Right. So you can see the broad spectrum of possibility here. You have some turnkey operators who will just provide this as a service, and I think Fitbit is a really good example of that with regards to their wristband. Amazon is not satisfied with what's commercially available on the market, so they patented their own wristband and will most likely go into production of that in the future. The RFID chip that was used at Three Square Markets has been around for a long time, at least close to a decade. We use it with our dogs to tag our dogs so that when our dog gets lost, they can be scanned and you can identify the owner. Using it in humans is brand new, but it has gained FDA approval for this use. And as a result, it's something that is being explored by a number of different manufacturers and vendors who are offering it as a product to different employers to utilize. So I think we're going to see a lot of innovation happening with companies that have some involvement in tech, and then adoption from the companies that are not tech companies, but shopping around for solutions to provide their employees and their operations with this kind of technology.
Well, listen, I think that technology is a good thing, and people need to embrace technology and continue to innovate and adapt. At the same time, there has to be a point where perhaps we've gone too far. And David, I'm curious, just as we wrap up our conversation, I'm curious if laws are going to have to be drafted, or are you already seeing any legislation either on the state level, local level, or even on the national level regarding the limitations? I know there's been a lot of conversation about tracking employees' social media use. What about literally movements?
Yes. So, one of the things I tell my students all the time is that technology moves at light speed and the law moves at pen and paper speed. So we are in a situation where the technology is far beyond what the current law covers, and trying to catch the law up is going to take a number of years to sort of make that happen.
Yeah. David, we're going to have to leave it there. I do want to encourage people to check out your website, gunkelweb.com, GUNKELweb.com. We appreciate your time on the program. Check out my website, shalomkline.com. Check out our sponsors, Tandem HR. We'll be back next Sunday, 6 p.m. right here on AM560. To success, let's get down to business.
Let Tandem HR be your single source solution. Tandem HR will tailor their services to address your specific business challenges. Wouldn't it be nice to have an HR expert in your office?
Hi, I'm Bruce Leon. As founder of Tandem HR, I understand the challenges of running a small to mid-sized business. Health insurance, workers'